we're thinking of doing is setting up a Thanksgiving meal or a feast, let's say, and then creating a radio play around cooking and eating together.
Hi, this is DJ Amaria. We are here with DJ Trinity.
My name is DJ. I want to fart on people.
And
I'm shy on the radio. Today is Thanksgiving, so we're having quite a feast. We're probably going to get stuffed and explode, but that's okay. We can still enjoy the food while we're still at it. We're at a very long table with a lot of chairs that nobody's sitting in. We have a lot of plates on the table. We have chandeliers.
Survival for the early pioneers in the country was often determined by the abundance of a big game.
Big game is like prey, and game is like big stuff that's really big, like a giant deer. Bears. Mooses, yep.
Bears.
I want to hunt the animals.
What would you like to hunt and bring back for our table?
Ducks.
Ducks.
And I can bring back a rabbit. Shoot the fish.
Duck, bear, deer,
rabbit,
goose.
Fish.
Maybe we should choose some of our favorite recipes here and make them.
We're going to find some recipes.
Woodchuck.
There's a woodchuck.
Rabbit soup.
A rabbit.
It has jellied goose.
Jellied goose. Yeah, roosters.
What category do you want?
Jellied goose. Jellied goose.
Yeah. Say this word.
Tell us what word this is. Wait.
To eat.
None of us know it.
Fricassee.
Oh.
Fricassee.
Fricassee?
Fricassee? I don't know.
Probably like a tortilla or something.
Okay, we're about to make a menu.
Yeah.
But we don't have a stove.
What do we do if it's Thanksgiving and we don't have a stove?
Use oil lamps to cook our food. We don't have any oil for the oil lamps, though. We don't even have food to cook.
We're going to present the menu that we're going to have. What we're going to have is what?
Wild duck with orange sauce, bear croissants, roast wild goose with potato stuffing, fish stock soup, turkey marcello, ice cream
with chocolate syrup.
With chocolate syrup and sprinkles.
Ice cream with chocolate syrup on top with sprinkles. Chocolate cake with strawberries.
Can we have wild plum pie?
And strawberry shortcake. Apple pie. Scones, raisin scones,
coffee, and truffles.
Well, I could tell this meal is about to be delicious.
Hear ye, where is hear ye.
Paper mache.
Where is she?
Welcome to our annual harvest feast. The first annual harvest feast.
The first annual harvest
feast. At the Hudson Area Library.
Maybe we should talk in a different voice, like how, like, you know, the pilgrims talk. Maybe we should talk like them.
Get out of here, man. Pick up that, Get out of here,
So, when you do that accent, are you pretending to be someone in particular?
My grandparents.
Can you guys do impressions of your grandparents?
Why did you spill that on the table? You wash these dishes. You might not close them, but you do them right now. My grandma.
Sarah, tell me, do you have a boyfriend yet?
Cheers!
I will be bringing out every dish.
What's the first appetizer we're going to eat?
Bear croissants.
Croissants with bear fat inside.
Think in your mind, what is it like to be 37? Think in your mind, just for a moment, think. Think in your mind, now on three, have a conversation with each other as if you are 37.
This soup is lovely. Oh,
sorry I'm late, everyone. Oh my gosh, I had to put the children to bed. Oh, children. Do any of you have kids?
I only have two. No, I'm an She has three. Oh my goodness.
I have
two. I have 100.
How was work today?
It was good.
Wait, now where do you work again?
At the hospital. Playing with you. I'm a vet.
You're a veterinarian?
Yep.
Boy, is that hard?
Sometimes, but it's easy. There's a stray dog, and, you know, we picked it up, checked it, and everything. It sort of is strange to work with a vet, like be a vet and eat animals, because that's what I work with. I work with a lot of animals, and I'm eating, you know.
At least we're not eating dogs.
Well, I work as a dentist, because I work only like 5 hours a day, in the daytime, and then at night I work for 5 hours. It's really tiring, but it's all right. Right now, I'm kind of tired because I woke up at like 9:30 this morning. And I asked for a break from work today, and they let me have 2 days off because one of my kids got hurt on a playground.
Shanti, how was your day of work today?
Say good.
That good, and then in the doctor, because I should go out.
She said she's a doctor.
Yeah, and now my kids.
Say someone hit their head.
I should have hit the head because they're for the knees because I'm in a doctor because I got to check my heart.
Ashanti Carter, how old are you?
3.
What's your favorite color?
Shanti Carter purple.
Have you ever been to a feast like this before?
Yeah, the Golden Corral.
The Golden Corral? I never been there before. So what do you like?
Chicken.
Why do you like chicken?
Because Mama said that.
Hear ye, hear ye. We are going to have the main dish.
What is the main dish again?
Wild duck with orange sauce.
Did you get some?
Would you like some?
Little small piece.
I got some. I want some more.
Thank you very
much. Cheers.
Cheers! Cheers! If you could have a meal with anybody in the world, living or dead, who would you bring to your feet?
Barack Obama. I have some questions for you.
Who would you sit here?
His wife and kids.
Michelle Obama.
I would have Beyonce.
Will she sit right there?
Yes, she will.
Okay, so, Barack Obama, should get up. Excuse me, Mr. President. Please, let me put your chair. Okay. Oh, first lady. And then Beyonce is right here.
Yep.
Who else?
Nicki Minaj. I'm going to bring my friend over here, the Terminator.
So we're going to have the Terminator, Beyonce, Barack Obama, Charlie Chaplin, and Michelle Obama?
Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, the first lady, and Ninja Turtles.
And the Terminator
are coming to dinner.
And all of the Ninja Turtles?
We need pizza. I demand we need pizza for the Ninja Turtles because the Ninja Turtles love pizza. And there's going to be 100 ninjas coming too.
Yes.
What does the Terminator eat?
The Terminator doesn't eat. The Terminator is a robot that blasts people's heads off and he is a bad guy. And in the second one, he's the good guy, and there's this different Terminator that's the bad guy.
Hear ye, hear ye. We just wanted to,
you know, twist it up a little bit on Thanksgiving Day today with a little something different that most people do not eat on Thanksgiving. Woo. I mean, it's something cool. Like, it starts with P, but it has something else in it that most people don't eat with their food, but we wanted to spice it up a little bit. This here is a stuffed pizza, deep dish pizza. That's what we would like to call this pizza. Well, we have turkey, cranberry sauce, and we have like little swivels of cheese. I think it's very delightful. Anyone want to say anything before we eat the whole deep dish pizza whole? Would you like to say anything that you're thankful for?
I would like to say that I'm thankful for you helping me out with the food, the deep dish pizza. And I would like to thank you for
clearing the table and doing the dishes. You for making such a delicious cocktail. And you for recording me. Ninja Turtle, what are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for all my other brother Ninja Turtles. I'm thankful for the movie deal that we've got going on. We're coming back, y'all. It's been a while since you've heard from us. It's been since the 80s, but we're going to come back and be on top. I'm really thankful for Deep Dish Pizza and for our Chef Trinity, who knows how much I love pizza. This is bodacious.
Michelle Obama, I'm really glad you could join us for this feast today. Can you tell me what you're thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for being married to Barack Obama and being the most richest person in the world. His favorite dish tonight is this deep dish pizza. And, well, I really like the apple pie.
Barack Obama.
Well, I'm thankful for having a wife called First Lady Ange, who's going around schools making people have disgusting meals like cheeseburgers. I'm very thankful for having First Lady as my wife and her being so rich and rich as me too. I'm very thankful for winning over Mitt Romney, which was willing to take disability away, which I'm on right now.
Sarah, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful that that when Sylvain just poured the soap in the goblet, he didn't make that big of a mess.
I'm thankful for this all happening.
Our wine tonight is
whiskey mixed with wine.
Our wine tonight is whiskey mixed with wine? What are those white, what's that white stuff in there?
It's milk to go along with the whiskey and wine. Oh. Not gonna poison you guys.
It's called the Muddy Barrel. And it has whiskey, wine, and sugar and milk.
Hear ye, hear ye. I'm very much afraid that that's all we have to eat today. And I'm very much afraid I'm going to have to kick you out.
So I think we're done recording right now. So I thank you.
Can you scatter the dishes? Like make dish noises.
We are going to stop now because I think we're as stuffed as a turkey and someone's going to bake us. Other than that, I think we had the best feast in the whole entire world.
Actually, I don't find peace and quiet that interesting. I don't really like peace and quiet.